Hi, my name is Anne, for those of you who may not know me. I'm currently a senior in high school, and with that, there have been a lot of questions about where I want to go to college. The thing is, though, that I'm not sure I even want to go to college. And some of you may think that's a mistake, with it being hard to find jobs and such, and I can certainly see why. But I still disagree about it being a better fit for me. And the reason I'm saying all this is because I feel like it relates to the story behind Palm Sunday. Jesus, despite being able to walk on water, borrowed some guy's donkey and rode him into town. And some people still saw him for who he was, even if others didn't. And as for us, we seem to have this expectation for ourselves as a group to be perceived as the ideal humans. We all know that none of us are perfect, but we hold ourselves to the standard of meeting what everyone else wants to see. Mainly, I think, out of fear. Fear if you're different, having to try and hide it from others, or fear of someone who is different from you, be it through looks or opinions, religion or sexuality, anything really. I walk home from school sometimes, and when I had dyed hair, if I was walking down the street, I would see older people cross to the other side. They had no reason to associate the color of my hair, which I thought was a lovely shade of purple, with my personality in that manner, but it happens, and it happens with other things too, like with the college thing. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can still be a good person even if you're not the stereotypical, straightforward, good guy. And that's what the people who saw Jesus for who he was were doing. They ignored the fact that his outward appearance may not have been or looked like it was magnificent in any way. And, I mean, it probably kind of looked strange, too. But they still saw that he was special, and the people who didn't see him for who he was, I can guarantee that him not looking his best didn't ruin their lives. So, I think stuff like this should happen more often. People actually getting to know someone first before crossing to the other side of the road. And you really shouldn't have to be afraid to be yourself, even if that can be hard to do with people putting labels on you and making assumptions. So what would you do if you'd seen him? Would you question his sanity and turn the other way? Or would you give it a chance to turn into something really good? Amen.